If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
Don Lemon's commentary is brought to you by General Motors. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, inspired by the past, influenced by the present, driven towards the future. Find new roads. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala from New York. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. The knockout game. Have you heard of it? It's a game where young people randomly target a person who is alone and looks like they won't fight back. They hit them over the head and they knock them out. The person, not knowing what hit them, falls to the ground and lays there until they wake up on their own, on the street, or in a hospital. They have no time to fight back or respond. It's happening in New York, in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Chicago, St. Louis, D.C., and a few other cities in between. The youth who are caught doing it say they are doing it because they are bored or have nothing better to do. They say they don't want to rob the victim. The goal is to just single someone out, possibly on a dare by other members of the group, and they leave the person unconscious on the ground or on the sidewalk and just walked away. Jews have been targeted. They call it knockout a Jew. Women have been targeted in what's called knockout a woman. Elderly people have been targeted. A 78-year-old woman who was approached by a man says she was possibly 20 years old. She says the man punched her in the head and left. Although a number of news organizations have reported that this is a new phenomenon, it is not. A senior researcher at the Center on Juvenile and Criminal Justice tells the Christian Science Monitor that there is no evidence supporting that this is a huge viral number of attacks. The senior says if the knockout game really exists and isn't just a media label, that could fit many of the hundreds of thousands of random attacks on strangers. In fact, he says he's heard of incidents of the so-called knockout game dating all the way back to 1996. But he and other investigators say the knockout game is news now because just about everyone has a video phone or surveillance cameras, and that video easily makes its way onto the internet. Who's doing it? It's obvious from the video and where it's happening. It's inner city youth. The same researcher says it's important to realize that this tiny knockout pattern is part of a stronger pattern of random violence against strangers in this country, and that it may be time to take a hard look at how we engage or disengage teens when this kind of antisocial and violent behavior takes root in our communities. Poor youth and child engagement, gang mentality, a breakdown of the family and parenting. What's acceptable to some in our society, what's funny or entertaining, has become dangerous, criminal, even deadly. What teens should know is if they do this, they will get caught. They will go to jail, like a 20-year-old who accidentally killed a 72-year-old man in St. Louis in 2011. He's serving 55 years in prison for second-degree murder because they thought it was funny. Then there's a 17-year-old in Lansing, Michigan, who was shot after trying to knock out a stranger with a stun gun that misfired. The intended victim was reportedly waiting at a school bus stop to pick up his daughter and was legally carrying a concealed weapon. Think it's funny now?
No.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
55 years in jail.
Yeah.
And then one guy, because it was funny, his friends told him to knock that person out. Well, now he was shot. Mm-hmm. And he's spending 2 years in jail. Luckily, he recovered.
But these kids today.
These kids today. That's why I always talk about engaging young people, parental responsibility, making sure kids have something to do.
It starts
a lot of people don't like
bored.
To hear it, but that's what happens because they're bored. Can you imagine? My parents said,
right.
I'm going to give you something to knock somebody out. I'm going to knock you out.
Yeah. Oh, I got your boredom right here, pal.
You couldn't even tell your mama you were bored, and she knew there was nothing to do.
She would just tell you, go to your room.
Go to your room.